This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is facing a sharp spike in violence in and around territory held by Russia-backed rebels and increasingly dire warnings that Russia plans to invade on Saturday called for Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet him and seek resolution to the crisis. Zelensky spoke hours after a separatist leader in eastern Ukraine ordered a full military mobilization on Saturday. This is while Western leaders made increasingly dire warnings that a Russian invasion of its neighbor appeared to be imminent. And new signs of fears that a war could start within days, Germany and Austria told their citizens to leave Ukraine. A German air carrier, Lufthansa, canceled flights to the capital, Kiev, and to Odessa, a Black Sea port that could be a key target in an invasion. Moscow would have its access to financial markets and high-tech goods limited under Western sanctions being prepared in case Russia attacks Ukraine. That's according to a top European Union official on Saturday. The comments from Ursula von der Leyen, ahead of the EU's Executive Commission, came as tensions over Russia's intentions toward Ukraine intensified. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that he was convinced that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade the neighboring country. Von der Leyen said the EU's executive arm has developed a robust and comprehensive package of possible financial sanctions against Russia with the U.S., the U.K., as well as Canada. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters took to the streets in Mali on Saturday to demand the withdrawal of French troops in the country. France has about 2,400 troops in Mali as part of its 4,300 troops in West Africa aimed at stabilizing the region against the rising threat of Islamist extremists. The country's ruling junta has demanded the immediate departure of both French and European forces a day after France announced that it will withdraw its troops from the West African country. French President Emmanuel Macron made the withdrawal announcement on Thursday, saying that it would take place over a six-month period. Hundreds of police and riot gear have swept through Canada's capital, retaking control of the streets around the parliament buildings and appearing to end the siege of Ottawa after 3 weeks of protest. Protesters, angry over the country's COVID-19 restrictions and policies of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, retreated from the largest police operation in the country's history, with police arresting or driving out demonstrators and towing away their trucks. Police had been brought in from across the country to help in the clearance operation. Some 170 people were arrested Friday and Saturday, and multiple investigations have been launched because of weapon seizures. The last of thousands of Afghan refugees who awaited resettlement at 8 U.S. military installations departed from a New Jersey base on Saturday. And they're all completing a journey that started with the chaotic evacuation from Kabul in August. With assistance from refugee resettlement organizations, Afghans evacuated after their country fell to the Taliban. And they've been gradually leaving the military bases in recent months and starting new lives in communities throughout the United States. The U.S. admitted 76,000 Afghans as part of Operation Allies Welcome, the largest U.S. resettlement of refugees in decades. More are expected, but in smaller groups, and officials no longer expect to need temporary housing on military bases. And researchers are now delving into the biological underpinnings of stuttering. Now, the condition affects 70 million people worldwide, including U.S. President Joe Biden. It's often misunderstood as a psychological problem caused by things like bad parenting or emotional trauma. A California psychiatrist says understanding the biology will decrease the stigma and increase acceptance. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.